At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, you're watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. The Andhra Pradesh government on Monday made a representation to the central government and demanded the cyclone Titli to be declared a national calamity, adding that the state required Rs. 1,200 crore immediately as interim relief. Earlier this week, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu said that the cyclone which struck the coastal areas uprooted several coconut and cashew trees. He also said that normalcy would be restored by October 29th. Now let's move on to Telangana. An election commission team arrived in Hyderabad on Monday on a three-day visit to review poll preparedness in Telangana. The 11-member team, led by Chief Election Commissioner O.P. Rawat, met representatives of the 9 recognized political parties. 2 representatives from each party were given 19 minutes to voice their views. The ruling Telangana Rashtra Samiti, Opposition Congress, Telugu Desam Party, BJP, YSR Congress Party and other parties made their submissions before the team. Now let's move on to Karnataka. The Maharshi Valmiki Award for 2018 and 19 has been conferred on former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda for his work in uplifting SC/ST communities. The Karnataka government led by Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy said this on Tuesday. The announcement was made by Social Welfare Minister Priyank Kharge, who met the veteran politician to invite him and accept the award. Now let's move on to Kerala. Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi said that review petitions against Supreme Court order allowing women of all ages to enter Sabarimala Temple will be heard on November 13. After Sabarimala Temple opened for its monthly puja on October 17, over 10 women have attempted to enter the shrine but were forced to turn back following massive protests by devotees. While in some cases, the devotees were surrounded by protesters and sent back. In other cases, the police said that they will not be able to provide protection for the women. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. BJP's Tamil Nadu unit president Sondhara Rajan on Monday said that her party would never have an alliance with corrupt parties and expressed confidence that it would win considerable seats from the states in 2019 Lok Sabha elections. She was apparently referring to the allegations that Dinakaran's supporter had distributed notes to the voters as tokens of future bribe money for voting for him in R.K. Nagar by-election held in December last year. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.